Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Twins and Giants lineup card 5:30, first pitch 6:15. And from Oracle Park, Simeon Woods Richardson will have a sneak peek at the lineup card before we turn it over to the Treasure Island Baseball Network at 5:30 today. By the way, the Giants won game 1, 7-1 last night. Phil Miller is there covering for the Star Tribune. Bobby Nightingale joining us. He covers the Twins as well for the Star Tribune, and he is down in Arlington, Texas. And Bobby, always good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Bobby, quite a moment for the Twins representative in the Futures game. Before the ball game today, you reported this on social media. They announced Brooks Lee, but Brooks is with the Major League team in San Francisco.
Yeah, Luke Keschel is the guy they sent to the Futures game in place of Brooks Lee after he got called up. Unfortunately, they apparently didn't fix the public address announcer's script on the names to read. But, you know, Brooks Lee obviously was doing it at a high level. He's been great in the big leagues. But Luke Keschel's probably been their top performing minor league hitter throughout the entire season. He crushed it in high A. He's now in double A. Between the two levels, he's hitting like .333 and almost has as many walks as strikeouts with a ton of power. So, the guy that he was their second round pick last year, and he's turned himself into a top 50 prospect in Baseball America's ranking. So, really rose up quickly in terms of his prospect status.
Yeah, and real quickly, the NL dominating that futures game right now at Globe Life.
Yeah, it's one of those. I mean, pitchers are airing it out for one inning at a time, and yeah. National League hitters have hit a few homers, got ahead in a couple counts, and took advantage. So. That's kind of been the difference so far.
Bobby Nightingale from the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Bobby, I've got to take a moment and get a quick weather update in here. We have a tornado warning in effect now until 5:30 for northeastern Steele, southwestern Goodhue, and southeastern Rice County. This is a confirmed tornado. A few minutes ago, a tornado was located 6 miles southwest of Nordstrand or 8 miles east of Faribault, and the storm, by all accounts, not moving anywhere, is nearly stationary. Once again, a tornado with golf ball size hail, and once again, this was confirmed by trained weather spotters, and this includes the Kenyon area, Merton, Mullen, and Ruskin. So be aware of that. Once again, a tornado warning until 5:30 for northeastern Steele, southwestern Goodhue, and southeastern Rice County. And this is just south of the Twin Cities metro area. And we'll continue to monitor that. Back to Bobby Nightingale of the Star Tribune. Bobby, you're going to be there for the game. Carlos Correa and Willie Castro will be representing the Twins in the game. And it's still by far and away the best of all the All-Star games in sports, and I know it's a big honor for these players to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you can tell how much it means to the guys still, just kind of going through it. I mean, Carlos Correa, it's his third time, but he mentioned it'll be his first time as a dad, so he's really looking forward to bringing his two boys here and kind of experience it like he's seen other guys do that with their kids. And then Willie Castro, his first time, couldn't be more deserving in terms of what he's done for the Twins this year. You know, arguably, I mean, he's played every game, he's done so much when they've had injuries, filled in at different positions, played more than 20 games at five different spots and hit at a high level while doing all that. And, you know, deserving for him. I mean, what a great story, a minor league signing a year ago to an all-star.
Yeah, and Bobby, it is a growing trend of sorts where utility players like Castro, guys that are versatile, can play all over the diamond, are getting more and more recognition and are more important in the game.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at it back in the old days, utility, being called a utility player was kind of an insult, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and now it's turned into something where teams see how much value it is and value is in it, and I think players respond that way in terms of knowing how much they can do. I mean, I think Ben Zobrist is probably one of those guys that kind of changed that perception when he came up with the Tampa Bay Rays and Chicago Cubs and got a big contract out of it. And now you see it now. I mean, just where would teams be if they didn't kind of have that flexibility to put different guys everywhere when you talk about trying to maximize your roster and not just keeping guys on your bench that you don't use?
Bobby, one of the other things we wanted to get into in advance of the All-Star game is the draft. And the Major League Draft, you did a piece that was posted on the 12th on who might be available for the team, and certainly this has been very important over the years, but you know, when you have an opportunity to draft a player, Brooks Lee is an example on how quickly the right player can come to the big leagues and contribute.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think teams are rushing players or at least being more aggressive with them than they probably have been in the past, and that's what you're seeing is more guys like Paul Skenes he'll be the starting pitcher for the National League, and the All-Star, he's the number one pick last year. So teams aren't as, you know, they're not working guys saying you have to spend a year at this minor league level. If they're ready, they'll get pushed pretty quickly. Now drafting the Twins have the number 21 pick, so wouldn't expect, you know, the top talent to fall to them there. But it's one of those, if you get the right guys, I mean, you can make big things happen. You mentioned Brooks Lee, he was the number 8 pick. Walker Jenkins, their number one prospect, he was the number 5 pick last year. And 3 years ago, they drafted Chase Petty, a high school pitcher, and they ended up trading him for Sonny Gray, who gave him two great seasons. So, you know, whether you keep him or trade him, I mean, that's huge value for your farm system.
And in your piece, you pointed out the fact that the Twins actually got compensated for losing Gray to the Cardinals. They'll get a supplemental pick, if you will.
Yeah, so they'll get number 21 overall. That's their first rounder. Then they get another one at 33, and one of the big bonuses there, not only do you get the extra pick, but you get the bonus pool money that goes along with it. And baseball, compared to other sports, you don't just draft guys on just straight talent. Sometimes it comes down to money in terms of, you know, if you're going to draft a high school player and he has the leverage to go to college, teams that have the money to persuade the top high school guys not to go to college are the ones that take advantage of that. So.
And by the way, you're at Globe Life for the Futures game. And it's probably a good thing that they have a roof on their ballpark. I can't imagine the All-Star game in Arlington at an outdoor stadium like they had for many, many, many years would be a very good idea this summer.
Yeah, it's 74 degrees inside here today. That's much, much more preferable than the 95 degrees outside.
Yeah, nothing like the heat of Texas, that's for sure. Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. We appreciate your coverage a great deal and the time you spend with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale from the Star Tribune, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Giants lineup card 15 minutes away at 5:30. When we come back, we'll check the Major League scoreboard, look at the weather one more time, some severe weather just south of the Twin Cities metro area at this hour. We'll have a recap of that. And then once again, the lineup card, Twins and Giants, 5:30, first pitch, 6:15. Simeon Woods-Richardson, a real bright spot for the Twins on the mound today in the Bay Area here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Ah, the great Tony Bennett. Yeah, the Bay Area Twins game two of the three-game set coming up. Lineup card 5:30. And, of course, Simeon Woods Richardson on the mound. He has been a pleasant surprise here in 2024. By the way, in that futures game, NL beat the AL 6-1 in seven innings down in Arlington. Big thanks to Bobby Nightingale. Weather front and center at the moment. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup card, but we want to get you the very latest on that tornado warning south of the metro area. And this is just south of the Twin Cities metro area. And let's see if we can get you the very latest info. Yes, this tornado warning now for northwestern Dodge County until 6. It was just updated a moment ago by the Weather Service. Weather spotters have confirmed a tornado on the ground. And this is near West Concord, and it'll be in that area around 5:30 today. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include County Roads 1 and 24, County Roads 20 and 5, and Rice Lake State Park. Once again, a tornado warning for northwestern Dodge County until 6 o'clock. And this is just south of the Twin Cities. A confirmed tornado located near Kenyon or 11 miles northeast of Owatonna, moving southeast at 15 miles an hour. So we will most certainly keep an eye on that for you as we move through the afternoon here on News Talk 830 WCCO. But there have been a number of warnings, particularly south and southeast of the Twin Cities metro area. As a matter of fact, there are four severe thunderstorm warnings affecting that part of the state, south of the cities and along the Mississippi River between, say, Wabasha and Winona. The other severe thunderstorm warning I want to bring up, just south of the Twin Cities area, and this remains in effect until 5:30 for southwestern Goodhue and southeastern Rice counties, golf ball size hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts reported. At 5:20, a severe thunderstorm located over Kenyon or 13 miles east of Faribault, moving southeast at 5 miles an hour. And this severe weather alert has been brought to you by Honest Exteriors. So you are up to date. Right now, let's get you up to date on what's going on in the major leagues. A number of games on the big league schedule. In the top of the eighth, Boston leading Kansas City 5-0 at Fenway. Bottom of the seventh, Cleveland and Tampa Bay tied at 2 in St. Petersburg. Top of the eighth, Phillies lead the A's 7-4 in Philadelphia. In the eighth, this is a big showdown. Yankees and Orioles in Baltimore, and New York leads it 6-1. Once again, that game in the middle of the eighth. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rangers and the Astros tied at 1 in Houston. Through 7, Colorado and the Mets in Queens, New York leads at 4-3. Bottom of 7, Brewers lead the Nats 5-4 in Milwaukee. Top of the 7th, Marlins and the Reds in Cincinnati. And Cincinnati leads it 10-6. All the other games coming up later on or under the lights. We do have a couple of finals here. It was Detroit beating the Dodgers 11-9 in 10 innings at Comerica Park. It was Pittsburgh beating Chicago on the south side 6-2, and it was St. Louis visiting Chicago 11-3 today. So you're up to date on what's going on in the major leagues. And now I want to get you up to date on what's going on in San Francisco and who will play behind Simeon Woods Richardson. Once again, Woods Richardson against Birdsong in game two of the three-game set. And apparently, a bit of breaking news, shots were fired at a Trump rally, and former President Trump was rushed off the stage. Once again, apparently shots were fired at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania. This happening moments ago, and former President Trump was rushed off the stage by Secret Service personnel. So it appears as though Mr. Trump was not harmed and was taken off the stage. All right, let's get back to the ball game. That's all the information we have momentarily. We'll have more on the website, WCCORadio.com, as soon as more details become available. Once again, apparently Mr. Trump is okay and has been rushed off the stage. Shots were fired at that Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Certainly a major story, and once again, we'll have more coverage at our website. All right, to the Twins lineup behind Woods Richardson. Castro will be at shortstop and bat first. Larnach in left will bat second. Batting third, the catcher Jeffers in the cleanup spot. Brooks Lee at second base. Wallner will DH and bat fifth. Santana at first will bat sixth. Kepler in right will bat seventh. Margot in center field will bat eighth. Vasquez at third base will bat ninth. Castro, Larnach, Jeffers, Lee, Wallner, Santana, Kepler, Margot, and Vasquez behind Simeon Woods Richardson today. And Josh Wheeler, we'll continue to keep an eye on that. But once again, shots fired at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania. He was rushed off stage, appears to be okay. He was taken to the limo and being taken off the ground. Secret Service personnel doing their duty. But quite a scene in Pennsylvania. And
yeah,
we will continue to monitor that. Once again, we've got Twins coverage coming up momentarily.
Yeah, we're actually, I think, going to wait. We're going to probably pause on the we're going to pause on the Twins pregame, I think, because we're waiting any possible thoughts, if there is any, on the Trump thing on our production meeting. I did just get a text from our boss, so we'll probably take a break here in just a moment, and then we'll come back and figure out what the plan of action is going to be.
All right, why don't we take that break right now, and we'll come back. Once again, shots fired at a Trump rally. Trump rushed off the stage. We're going to try and bring in CBS News as soon as we can here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Twins and Giants lineup card 5:30, first pitch 6:15. And from Oracle Park, Simeon Woods Richardson will have a sneak peek at the lineup card before we turn it over to the Treasure Island Baseball Network at 5:30 today. By the way, the Giants won game 1, 7-1 last night. Phil Miller is there covering for the Star Tribune. Bobby Nightingale joining us. He covers the Twins as well for the Star Tribune, and he is down in Arlington, Texas. And Bobby, always good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Bobby, quite a moment for the Twins representative in the Futures game. Before the ball game today, you reported this on social media. They announced Brooks Lee, but Brooks is with the Major League team in San Francisco.
Yeah, Luke Keschel is the guy they sent to the Futures game in place of Brooks Lee after he got called up. Unfortunately, they apparently didn't fix the public address announcer's script on the names to read. But, Brooks Lee obviously was doing it at a high level. He's been great in the big leagues. But Luke Keschel's probably been their top performing minor league hitter throughout the entire season. He crushed it in high A. He's now in double A. Between the two levels, he's hitting like .333 and almost has as many walks as strikeouts with a ton of power. So, he was their second round pick last year, and he's turned himself into a top 50 prospect in Baseball America's ranking. So, really rose up quickly in terms of his prospect status.
Yeah, and real quickly, the NL dominating that Futures game right now at Globe Life.
Yeah, it's one of those. I mean, pitchers are airing it out for one inning at a time, and yeah. National League hitters have hit a few homers, got ahead in a couple counts, and took advantage. So that's kind of been the difference so far.
Bobby Nightingale from the Star Tribune joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Bobby, I've got to take a moment and get a quick weather update in here. We have a tornado warning in effect now until 5:30 for northeastern Steele, southwestern Goodhue, and southeastern Rice County. This is a confirmed tornado. A few minutes ago, a tornado was located 6 miles southwest of Norristrander, 8 miles east of Faribault, and the storm, by all accounts, not moving anywhere, is nearly stationary. Once again, a tornado with golf ball size hail, and once again, this was confirmed by trained weather spotters, and this includes the Kenyon area, Merton, Mullen, and Ruskin. So be aware of that. Once again, a tornado warning until 5:30 for northeastern Steele, southwestern Goodhue, and southeastern Rice County. And this is just south of the Twin Cities metro area. And we'll continue to monitor that. Back to Bobby Nightingale of the Star Tribune. Bobby, you're going to be there for the game, Carlos Correa. And Willie Castro will be representing the Twins in the game. And it's still by far and away the best of all the All-Star games in sports, and I know it's a big honor for these players to be a part of it.
Absolutely. I mean, you can tell how much it means to the guys still, just kind of going through it. I mean, Carlos Correa, it's his third time, but he mentioned it'll be his first time as a dad, so he's really looking forward to bringing his two boys here and kind of experience it like he's seen other guys do that with their kids. And then Willie Castro, his first time, couldn't be more deserving in terms of what he's done for the Twins this year. Arguably, I mean, he's played every game, he's done so much when they've had injuries, filled in at different positions, played more than 20 games at 5 different spots and hit at a high level while doing all that. And, deserving for him. I mean, what a great story, a minor league signing a year ago to an All-Star.
Yeah. And Bobby, it is a growing trend of sorts where utility players like Castro, guys that are versatile, can play all over the diamond, are getting more and more recognition and are more important in the game.
Absolutely. I mean, you look at it back in the old days, utility, being called a utility player was kind of an insult, 20, 30 years ago, and now it's turned into something where teams see how much value it is and value is in it, and I think players respond that way in terms of knowing how much they can do. I mean, I think Ben Zobrist is probably one of those guys that kind of changed that perception when he came up with the Tampa Bay Rays and Chicago Cubs and got a big contract out of it. And now you see it now. I mean, just where would teams be if they didn't kind of have that flexibility to put different guys everywhere when you talk about trying to maximize your roster and not just keeping guys on your bench that you don't use?
Bobby, one of the other things we wanted to get into in advance of the All-Star game is the draft. And the Major League Draft, you did a piece that was posted on the 12th on who might be available for the team. And certainly this has been very important over the years. But, you know, when you have an opportunity to draft a player, Brooks Lee is an example on how quickly the right player can come to the big leagues and contribute.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think teams are rushing players more than, or at least being more aggressive with them than they probably have been in the past. And that's what you're seeing is more guys like Paul Skenes he'll be the starting pitcher for the National League and the All-Star. He's the number one pick last year. So teams aren't as, you know, they're not working guys saying you have to spend a year at this minor league level. If they're ready, they'll get pushed pretty quickly. Now drafting the Twins have the number 21 pick. So, wouldn't expect, you know, the top talent to fall to them there. But it's one of those, if you get the right guys, I mean, you can make big things happen. You mentioned Brooks Lee. He was the number 8 pick. Walker Jenkins, their number 1 prospect. He was the number 5 pick last year. And 3 years ago, they drafted Chase Petty, a high school pitcher, and they ended up trading him for Sonny Gray, who gave him 2 great seasons. So, you know, whether you keep him or trade him, I mean, that's huge value for your farm system.
And in your piece, you pointed out the fact that the Twins actually got compensated for losing Gray to the Cardinals. They'll get a supplemental pick, if you will.
Yeah, so they'll get number 21 overall. That's their first rounder. Then they get another one at 33. And one of the big bonuses there, not only do you get the extra pick, but you get the bonus pool money that goes along with it. And baseball, compared to other sports, you don't just draft guys on just straight talent. Sometimes it comes down to money. In terms of, you know, if you're going to draft a high school player and he has the leverage to go to college, teams that have the money to persuade the top high school guys not to go to college are the ones that take advantage of that. So.
And by the way, you're at Globe Life for the Futures game, and it's probably a good thing that they have a roof on their ballpark. I can't imagine the All-Star game in Arlington at an outdoor stadium like they had for many, many, many years would be a very good idea this summer.
Yeah, it's 74 degrees inside here today. That's much, much more preferable than the 95 degrees outside.
Yeah, nothing like the heat of Texas, that's for sure. Well, Bobby, always good to visit with you. We appreciate your coverage a great deal and the time you spend with us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, there he is, Bobby Nightingale from the Star Tribune, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Twins and Giants lineup card 15 minutes away at 5:30. When we come back, we'll check the Major League scoreboard. Look at the weather one more time. Some severe weather just south of the Twin Cities metro area at this hour. We'll have a recap of that. And then once again, the lineup card, Twins and Giants, 5:30, first pitch, 6:15. Simeon Woods-Richardson, a real bright spot for the Twins on the mound today in the Bay Area here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Ah, the great Tony Bennett. Yeah, the Bay Area. Twins, game 2 of the 3-game set coming up, lineup card, 5:30. And, of course, Simeon Woods-Richardson on the mound. He has been a pleasant surprise here in 2024. By the way, in that Futures game, NL beat the AL 6-1 in 7 innings down in Arlington. Big thanks to Bobby Nightingale. Weather front and center at the moment. We'll have a sneak peek at the lineup card, but we want to get you the very latest on that tornado warning south of the metro area. And this is just south of the Twin Cities metro area. And let's see if we can get you the very latest info. Yes, this tornado warning now for northwestern Dodge County until 6. It was just updated a moment ago by the Weather Service. Weather spotters have confirmed a tornado on the ground. And this is near West Concord, and it'll be in that area around 5:30 today. Other locations impacted by this tornadic thunderstorm include County Roads 1 and 24, County Roads 20 and 5, and Rice Lake State Park. Once again, a tornado warning for northwestern Dodge County until 6 o'clock. And this is just south of the Twin Cities. A confirmed tornado located near Kenyon or 11 miles northeast of Owatonna, moving southeast at 15 miles an hour. So we will most certainly keep an eye on that for you as we move through the afternoon here on News Talk 830 WCCO. But there have been a number of warnings, particularly south and southeast of the Twin Cities metro area. As a matter of fact, there are four severe thunderstorm warnings affecting that part of the state, south of the cities and along the Mississippi River between, say, Wabasha and Winona. The other severe thunderstorm warning I want to bring up, just south of the Twin Cities area, and this remains in effect until 5:30 for southwestern Goodhue and southeastern Rice counties, golf ball size hail and 60-mile-an-hour wind gusts reported. At 5:20, a severe thunderstorm located over Kenyon or 13 miles east of Faribault, moving southeast at 5 miles an hour. And this severe weather alert has been brought to you by Honest Exteriors. So you are up to date. Right now, let's get you up to date on what's going on in the major leagues. A number of games on the big league schedule. In the top of the eighth, Boston leading Kansas City 5-0 at Fenway. Bottom of the seventh, Cleveland and Tampa Bay tied at 2 in St. Petersburg. Top of the eighth, Phillies lead the A's 7-4 in Philadelphia. In the eighth, it's a big showdown. Yankees and Orioles in Baltimore, and New York leads it 6-1. Once again, that game in the middle of the eighth. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning, the Rangers and the Astros tied at 1 in Houston. Through 7, Colorado and the Mets in Queens, New York leads at 4-3. Bottom of 7, Brewers lead the Nats 5-4 in Milwaukee. Top of the 7th, Marlins and the Reds in Cincinnati. And Cincinnati leads it 10-6. All the other games coming up later on or under the lights. We do have a couple of finals here. It was Detroit beating the Dodgers 11-9 in 10 innings at Comerica Park. It was Pittsburgh beating Chicago on the south side 6-2. And it was St. Louis visiting Chicago 11-3 today. So you're up to date on what's going on in the major leagues. And now I want to get you up to date on what's going on in San Francisco and who will play behind Simeon Woods Richardson. Once again, Woods Richardson against Birdsong in game 2 of the 3-game set. And apparently, bit of breaking news, shots were fired at a Trump rally, and former President Trump was rushed off the stage. Once again, apparently shots were fired at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania. This happening moments ago, and former President Trump was rushed off the stage by Secret Service personnel. So it appears as though Mr. Trump was not harmed and was taken off the stage. All right, let's get back to the ball game. That's all the information we have momentarily. We'll have more on the website, WCCORadio.com, as soon as more details become available. Once again, apparently Mr. Trump is okay and has been rushed off the stage. Shots were fired at that Trump rally in Pennsylvania. Certainly a major story, and once again, we'll have more coverage at our website. All right, to the Twins lineup behind Woods Richardson. Castro will be at shortstop and bat first. Larnick in left will bat second. Batting third, the catcher Jeffers in the cleanup spot. Brooks Lee at second base. Walner will DH and bat fifth. Santana at first will bat sixth. Kepler in right will bat seventh. Margot in center field will bat eighth. Vasquez at third base will bat ninth. Castro, Larnick, Jeffers, Lee, Walner, Santana, Kepler, Margot, and Vasquez behind Simeon Woods Richardson today. And Josh Wheeler, we'll continue to keep an eye on that. But once again, shots fired at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania. He was rushed off stage, appears to be okay. He was taken to the limo and being taken off the ground. Secret Service personnel doing their duty. Quite a scene in Pennsylvania. And
yeah,
we will continue to monitor that. Once again, we've got Twins coverage coming up momentarily.
Yeah, we're actually, I think, going to wait. We're going to probably pause on the we're going to pause on the Twins pregame, I think, because we're waiting any possible thoughts, if there is any, on the Trump thing on our production meeting. I did just get a text from our boss, so we'll probably take a break here in just a moment, and then we'll come back and figure out what the plan of action is going to be.
All right, why don't we take that break right now, and we'll come back. Once again, shots fired at a Trump rally. Trump rushed off the stage. We're going to try and bring in CBS News as soon as we can here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC's senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.